This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. With a global death toll from COVID-19 nearing 300,000 people, the World Health Organization is calling on governments to focus on mental health services. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres.
The COVID-19 virus is not only attacking our physical health, it is also increasing psychological suffering. Grief at the loss of loved ones, shock at the loss of jobs, isolation and restrictions on movement, difficult family dynamics, uncertainty and fear for the future.
With a global debt,
nearly 3 million workers filed for unemployment.
A UN report expects the world economy to shrink by more than 3% this year, a sharp departure from January when the world body was predicting growth of 2.5%. New government data shows new U.S. claims for unemployment benefits continued to slow in the latest week, but at nearly 3 million showed the coronavirus pandemic continues to destroy jobs. AP's Sagar Meghani has more.
Employment benefits last week, roughly 36 million since the virus struck 2 months ago. It's an enormous number, but first-time applications dropped in 6 straight weeks, suggesting fewer businesses are laying off workers. While most non-essential businesses remain closed, most states have started easing restrictions for some establishments. Still, recovering from the fastest job market crash on record won't happen fast. Last month's unemployment rate hit 14.7%, the highest since the Great Depression. Most economists predict it could be 18% or higher this month. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
To keep track of everything on the coronavirus, please go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Shinzo Abe lifted a state of emergency in large parts of the country on Thursday, but said it would remain in place in Tokyo until the coronavirus is contained. Daily new coronavirus cases in Russia fell below 10,000 for the first time in nearly 2 weeks on Thursday, offering hope for the country with the world's second most infections. World leaders past and present insisted on Thursday that any eventual COVID-19 vaccines and treatments should be made available to everyone free of charge. Meanwhile, mm-hmm.